Oh, there's been quite a few of them, well, especially when we had Halley's Comet. That came by in 85 and 86, and two other comets of note were Hyakutake in 96, and, of course, the famous Hale-Bopp in 1997. Those were some spectacular comets, especially Hale-Bopp and Hyakutake. Halley's was a little disappointing.
Why was that?
Well, it was a little far south, and it's an old comet. Basically, it's gone around the sun quite a few times. It's been recorded as far back as several hundred years B.C. by the Chinese, who seemed to keep tabs on the sky a lot better than the Western world did.
Did you get into this because you had any formal training in astronomy?
No, I actually have no training in astronomy, as far as formal training. It always was, since about sixth grade, near as far as back as I can really remember getting interested specifically in astronomy. And at that point and later on, you tend to know more than most of your teachers did on the subject.
And what drew you into it initially when you were in sixth grade, you said?
Well, that's when I got sort of formally involved in looking at constellations and things. My mother was always interested in the sky and taught me a few constellations.
What makes Northern Michigan a unique place to watch the sky?
It's pretty good because most of the people are downstate with their lights. So we have fairly unique skies if you can get away from Traverse City. And Traverse City is something that we can see from 30 miles away or more on the horizon. But we have some great prospects for places. The Sleeping Bear Dunes, which our society is working with viewing nights every month during the summertime.
That's the Grand Traverse Astronomical Society?
Grand Traverse Astronomical Society.
In 40 years, telescopes have become, much more advanced, and we're seeing farther into the universe. But what you do each day is generally talk about things that you can see from your backyard, maybe with your own eyes, maybe using a pretty cheap telescope. Is it still a thrill to look at the stars with your own eyes, knowing that, the Hubble telescope can bring us so much closer to things that are, many billions of miles away?
Oh, yeah. I like to go out sometimes and just lay down and just look up at the stars. Yeah, that's there's a magic to it. And to look with understanding of the fact that these just aren't lights painted on ceiling or on the sky. It's deep space. Bright stars are probably closer than dimmer ones, not always. And especially when you look at the Milky Way, especially in the summertime, August and September, arcing across the sky. And to look at that and maybe take out binoculars and poke around in there for little fuzzy things in binoculars. They could be nebulae, which are clouds of gas and dust, or star clusters, which you can't and see the individual stars, is still a thrill.
Bob, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Bob Mulder has been doing Ephemeris for 40 years on Interlochen Public Radio, and he has no plans to stop watching the stars anytime soon. In fact, he says he's eagerly awaiting a total solar eclipse that's coming in August 2017. This is IPR News.